On November 12th, 1918, the day after World War I ended, the famous French painter Claude Monet called his friend, the French politician Georges Clemenceau. Monet told Clemenceau he wanted to donate some of his paintings to France to create a monument for peace. It took Monet's whole life, the rest of his life, for him to finish the project. But in 1927, a few months after Monet had died, 19 different views of water lilies were arranged in two oval-shaped rooms in a Paris museum. This exhibit, which is still open today, is a beautiful testament to Monet's vision of unity and peace. There are no corners, only a continuous oval. If you ever have the chance to go into this exhibit, it's like stepping into a beautiful church. It makes the person from the outside walk into a space of serenity and calm and peace. I think that's the feeling Jesus intended with his simple greeting to the fearful disciples. Peace be with you. Those words said to people who were terrified that they would be killed, just as Jesus had been killed, must have soothed their hearts and caused their souls to leap for joy as they realized that Jesus had returned to them just as he had promised. With that simple phrase, Jesus shared the gift of peace with his disciples, but he also shared with them their mission. Jesus was calling his disciples to bring his peace beyond the walls of that upper room, to forgive each other, to show the world what peace meant, to show everyone what Jesus meant. And 2,000 years later, this is our mission too. Jesus's gift of peace is a message to be shared with the whole world. Sharing the gift of Jesus's peace is a theme for the whole Easter season until we end it on Pentecost Sunday, May 19th. Unlike most of the year, in this season, we listen to the stories from the Acts of the Apostles, the description of how the church in the first generations after Christ brought that gift of peace to the whole world. And this year, we also hear from the letter, John's first letter, which was written around the year 100 to help Christians who were very worried that Jesus wasn't coming back. They were starting to doubt him. They wondered what it meant to believe in the kingdom that just wasn't coming. Some people were even falling away from Christianity. John wrote that letter to encourage and support. So, how do these texts today and the texts from the next 6 weeks help us accept the gift of Jesus's peace and share it with others right here in Hicksville in 2024? Maybe some of you, if you do, you can sing it with me. Remember a song by Marty Hagen. And, you know, you might remember it because it was used all the time in Journey performances. It was called World Peace Prayer. And the end of the refrain went like this. Lead us from hate to love, from war to peace. Let peace fill our hearts. Let peace fill our world. Let peace fill the universe. The message of that song and the messages from today's scripture and music are that the risen Jesus's peace is a gift that we can't keep to ourselves. We allow it to seep deep into our hearts as individuals, and then we share it with others, with our communities, in our workplaces, and with the entire world, even the whole universe, which is on our minds today because of the eclipse that's going to happen tomorrow. Let peace fill our hearts. Today's second reading from the first letter of John helps us experience Christ's peace in our hearts. The text that we heard today sets out the argument for the entire letter. Only Jesus Christ, who died and rose, can fill our hearts. And he fills it with light and peace. This was written at a time when Christians were losing hope. Some people were even saying, no, Jesus is not the Messiah, because things wouldn't be this bad if he was. The letter pushes back forcefully and says, only Christ is our light. Only Christ will bring peace to longing hearts. At communion today, we will pray in song that Christ will continue to be our light. With Jesus lighting the way, we will be able to accept his peace into our hearts so that we can share it with others. Let peace fill our world. The first reading from Acts calls us to build peace in our world. That doesn't mean the whole world. I think this reading is calling us to take an honest look at our local world, our homes and communities and workplaces, to find out how we can make them places of peace. In today's reading from Acts, Luke, who wrote Acts as well as the Gospel, painted a picture of a little utopia. Everybody came together. Everybody shared their goods. Nobody was in need. But even in those early days, church communities struggled and fell short of expectations. We'll hear some of those stories in the weeks ahead. But what Luke was trying to do today was show us what was possible if we all followed the life and teaching of Jesus Christ. A community of joy and generosity and peace could be the outcome. Acts Acts portrayed a group of people united in Christ who lived as a community of faith because they had one heart. They all wanted what was good for everybody else. They could share everything with loving generosity. They knew their mission to spread the teaching of Jesus to others through their words and their actions. Sharing God's peace and forgiveness with the world was uppermost in the minds of the early Christians described by Luke. So how does this 2,000-year-old message touch our hearts today? Let's ask ourselves some challenging questions. How often do we find ourselves at odds with each other over some things that are big, but many things that are small? How often, if we ask ourselves honestly, would we rather fight than try to find a path to true peace? Are there any among us that love holding a good grudge? Sometimes for so long that you forget why you were holding it. Can we honestly pray for the grace that comes from Christ's peace? Can we honestly pray for the grace that comes when we forgive and reconcile if possible, rather than holding on to hurts and grudges? Could that be part of our prayer this Easter season? And then finally, we ask ourselves, let peace fill our universe. When Jesus appeared to the disciples on that first Easter night, and remember, what happened in the gospel last Sunday is continued from on the same day to what happens in today's gospel. Jesus appeared through a wall, and he greets the disciples by saying, Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. But that doesn't just mean an end of violence or people making nice with each other. Shalom Aleichem means well-being for all, wholeness for all. That's the meaning, that's the gist of the word shalom. Jesus wanted the disciples to experience the feeling that because of his resurrection, all could be well. When the disciples saw the risen Jesus, their hearts could rest and be at peace, knowing that he was with them and that they would have the capacity to share that peace with others. Peace in the universe is more like Jesus's kind of peace. And we pray for peace every day in these hard days. It's more than the absence of war. It means well-being for all, a sense that everyone from the youngest to the oldest, from the most lowly to the most high-profile people, feel valued, respected, trusted, loved. Our universe is at peace when we see each other as equals, cooperate rather than compete, and act out of a shared vision of life in Christ. In 1972, the Catholic Church had a pope whose name was Paul VI, not to be confused with the John Pauls that came later. He made a statement that many of us have heard, or we might even have seen it on bumper stickers. It says, if you want peace, work for justice. Paul urged urged all Christians to build structures of equality, believing that peace in the universe would come when there was justice for all. Like Claude Monet, who created a visible monument to peace after the horrors of World War I, Pope Paul believed that seeking peace demands physical changes, visible changes from us as well. We must change our hearts so we can reach out to others as the risen Christ reached out to the disciples on that first Easter, and change our lives so that we can carry Christ's message to every corner of the universe. May we be transformed this year by the season of Easter. Let peace fill our hearts. Let peace fill our world. Let peace fill the universe. God bless.